TR, Mold.
TR, KN4, VWA. TR, KN4, VWA.
Feeling a little bit weak this morning. Maybe I got my volume turned down. Good morning, Steve.
Here's Spartanburg County. And as usual, I'm out here actually being a dirty, rotten capitalist and performing work.
You sure that's not racist? Boy, it's heck to have to work for a living, Steve.
That four-letter word, work, is a racist concept for certain socioeconomic groups. They don't.
You're referring to the ones on the gimme. G-I-M-M-E. shoot. Well, what are you doing? Going on a call this morning? I'm going down to get my teeth cleaned and then do some running around.
Fun. Yeah, I've already done two small service calls, and I'm going back over to another clinic in Spartanburg to finish an installation.
Yeah, that's great. It's nice you can still do some and get out and get amongst them. Oh, I gotta go to the bank, I gotta go to Walmart, and stop by Willis's on the way back. The other day I bought Bernice a couple of scratch-off tickets, and she won $2, and I won $6. that's the first time in about a year or two that I was foolish enough to buy a lottery ticket.
Well, just about like going to Vegas. About 5 or 6 years ago, my wife and I went out to Vegas as part of her job. And do you know how much money I lost out there?
You went. I think we lost $50. And another year, I think we lost 90 or 100. So they didn't invite us back anymore on them gimmies when we lived in Kansas. And I think it was like a $95 trip, and that's all we spent once we got there.
I lost $1 while I was out there. I brought back a souvenir chip.
You're about like me. Bernice likes to go once or twice a year, but we haven't been in a year and a half or so. But we will here before long, just to go up there. Anymore, I ration out $50, and I don't ask her what she spends. But when I get done with $50, if I happen to lose, if I win, I just take it and quit. But I go play the nickel card machines, usually five nickels at a time. She plays the penny machines, but again, I don't ask. But once I lose that, I go back to the room and watch television.
When we went out there, she went out there for this conference, and there was another girl from her office that went also, and her husband went. And while the girls were in the conference all day long, man, he and I I rented a car, and we went out sightseeing, went over to Hoover Dam, went up to Red Rock Canyon. Man, we saw a bunch of stuff. It's gorgeous out there if you get out of the city. I like the desert.
In Gerald TR. Yeah, that makes one of us. Cactus and nothing else out there. Rattlesnakes. I did love going to Hoover Dam. We didn't go through the museum, but kind of wish we had of. I don't know if they're letting traffic across that dam now or not. They were talking about shutting it off entirely and building another dam, which I think they already have.
Look, when we were out there, while we were there, they had started construction of a bridge that... Arizona. Well, they just bridge right straight across from those two high plateaus. So when you go across, you look down at the dam. And they had just started that construction when we were out there.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Not another dam, another bridge. And I think it's all completed now. They had a barrier that they was putting in when we was out there. And it could stop a semi-truck if it tried to run down there and detonate something on the dam. And it'd come up in a matter of seconds and could block a semi running down that hill towards the dam. So it's an interesting place. Those towers leaning out over the water are unimaginable. I'd have liked to went down inside of it, but they weren't allowing that, I don't think. Steve, I've arrived, and I got to call in and go in and get my teeth cleaned. So you have a good day and a safe day. CAN4VWA0TR.
Perfect timing, boss, because I just pulled up at my next stop. So don't let them rattle them together. 73's CAN4VWA, clear.